Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
your entrance to that city of jasper walls and bright golden avenues. As you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I make of you. Look for me, for I will be there too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to view.
If you're going through something, maybe this can help you. Listen. When life gets me down and this world can be a lonely place to be, I wonder, oh God, why? And I try to analyze all those possibilities. There's no reason nor rhyme. You see, it's out of my hands this time, so I just fall. He knows my need. gone. And I feel so all alone. Then I can just fall. Yes, I do. I fall on my knees. Aren't you glad about that? When doubt, it clouds my mind, and I'm haunted by those old memories. You see, I just want to run away, because I am afraid to face those realities. But there's a secret place. Where I'm overtaken by His grace, then I just fall on my knees. God hears my plea, and He when my strength is all but gone, and I feel so all alone, then I just fall. I fall on my knees.
This morning, we talked about Christ being the head of the church over in Colossians chapter 1. And it just tells us in verse 18, and He is the head of the body, the church. But something got a hold of me while I was preaching. And it didn't let go. And I can't get over it. We turned to 1 Timothy this morning. And in 1 Timothy chapter 3, in verse 14, the Bible said, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtst to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church." And remember, ladies and gentlemen, in Colossians, who is the head of the church? Jesus, which is the church of the living God. And then there were two words we looked at, the pillar and ground of the truth. We talked about the pillar not just being foundational to the truth, meaning the church is a pillar. But we also talked about the other meaning of this word in the Greek, which talked about the church It's a description of the church being a pillar, not just foundational, but a pillar of fire or a light unto the lost and dying world. And I rejoiced in that today after church. I got home and I went upstairs, and I'm not going to beat around the bush. I didn't get in bed until well after 4 a.m. this morning, and I was looking forward to a good nap between services. And I thought, well, I'm just going to lay down and take a little nap until dinner's done. But I tell you, folks, the Lord, I believe the Lord talked to me a little bit about this second word we discussed this morning called ground of the truth, which also speaks of the church being a pillar or the foundation which the truth lies is laid upon us, is embedded in us. We are founded on the truth, God's holy word, the truth, the gospel. And I'm so pleased. But remember, we talked about what other word, what other definition of this word is there here, the ground of truth. And the truth to that is, remember we talked about it this morning, a stay. A stay. And we thought about, well, what is a stay? And then we looked a little further into it, and we found that the stay that the Bible is talking about here, the stay of the truth, the stay is a mighty rope that is attached to the front of the ship, and it goes up to the mast of the ship, and it surpasses and goes on to the back part of the ship and is secured. And it secures and causes the mast to be a sturdy product. And hooked to that mast is, we talked about the yard, and hooked to the yard is the sails. And when the wind grab a hold of those sails, the ship begins to move, and the mast stays firm, but not because the strength of the mast, but because of the stay. The rope that's attached to the front of the ship secures the mast where it doesn't teeter back and forth and won't break. And we talked about some of the purposes of the mast. And one of those purposes was that there could be somebody on top of the mast looking out. Remember that? It got a hold of me while I lay there. And I thought about Mrs. Babs, burdened and broken over those grandbabies, being jerked all over the country, in and out of schools. Trouble, you know how kids, they don't do well in that environment. And that little grandson was given the mama and the aunts and uncles all kinds of trouble. And they sent word to Westside Baptist Church, the church, pray. And the whole time, this got a hold of me. Oh, Miss Babs was on the lookout for an answer to her prayer. She was perched up on the mast, just looking for the Lord to answer the prayer. But somebody was holding the mast that it could be secure. It would not waver nor break. And that was the church, Westside Baptist Church. Brother Dave, like the lost his voice, folks, forever. He came to the church and said, "Church, pray." Old Brother Dave crawled up on top of the mast and began to look. for the Lord to come his way and to take care of that thing. What allowed him to look with confidence is that the church was tied in and tied on and stabilizing and securing the mast. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the church when we're hurting. Brother William was concerned and hurting over his daddy and the physical ailments and the blindness. And we spent time in our office, and maybe we should be ashamed of this, making fun of some of the things that his dad was doing as he was losing his sight. And you couldn't help but laugh a little bit at some of the things that Billy was saying and doing. But at the root of it all, when Brother William stood before the church and said, "Pray for my dad," he was crawling to the top of the mast. And he was looking for God to do something for him. He was looking for God to do something for his daddy. And who was it that was foundational, I believe, to answer prayer was the stay, the church, stabilizing in prayer. Say, "Brother William, keep looking for your answer. We got it, brother. We got it." Man, I tell you something. We are the stay. We pray for your daddy too, did we not? One day, your daddy had cancer. You came to the church. You didn't go to the bars. You didn't go to the ballparks and stop and say, "Pray for my daddy." You went to the church. And old Brother Andy starts climbing up the mast, getting to the top so he could perch and start looking for his answer. Looking for his prayer, looking for the Lord to move on him. And yes, what was the church doing? We were hanging on, Brother Andy. We got you, brother. We got you. We're holding you tight and secure. The mast will not shake. It will not move. It will not waver. Church, we are the stay, the mighty rope that holds the mast, which allows God's children to climb up to the top when they are seeking answers, when looking out and seeking direction. I may not preach for about 5 minutes tonight. I got to tell you, brother, I'm pooped. This morning like to wore me out. But I got to think about that. We're the church. We're the stay. According to the Word of God, we hold the mast in place. Without the church, the mast could not stand the test of time or the stress of the storm. But because of the church, because of God's people praying, seeking, interceding, persevering for the saints, grabbing a brother in Christ that's wobbling a little bit and stepping up under his arm and say, "Here, buddy, let me help you. Let me stay you. Amen. Just let me stay you for a little while. We want to be your stay. I know you're struggling. I know times are tough and uncertain, but you just stay upstairs. Stay on the mast, my brother. Stay up top and look for your prayers to be answered, because the church is your stay." That's not out to midget theology. That's what the Bible says. Talked about the government of the church. And it concerned me to talk about the government of the church Because when the pastor speaks on those terms, sometimes, not all the time, thank the Lord, but sometimes Christians say, well, I'm not meeting the standard for the government of the church that God has instilled, so I'm just going to quit. But what we should do is submit, not quit. Amen? Remember O.J. Simpson? The old lawyer got up there and said, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. That lawyer got a murderer off. But God's hand is not weak, or arm's not weak. And the murderer today sits in a prison, I believe, over in Nevada. That's what the secondary, the secular government can do. But God has set up His government, His church, and we are the stay according to the Word of God. We are foundational. The church is strength to the weak and the weary and the discouraged and the worrier. You say, well, preacher, the Bible says don't worry, so if somebody's worrying, well, that's on them. Well, bless your pea-picking heart. I love you. But you're looking at a guy that commits the sin of worry. Brother Bill, don't you laugh. You know you do the same thing. But the church, we're the stay. We're the rope. And our strength only comes through the head, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only reason that you and I, when we are perched on the peak of the mast, looking for God, looking for instruction, looking for direction, the only reason that there's any strength in that is because God is the head of this government called the church. Folks, I've got a whole message, and I'm itching to preach it. But I'm stopping tonight because I believe that we must come to the realization. We talked this morning about our obligation, in essence, to this government, to the church, this entity that God designed, that He is the head of and over. But we can rejoice that we are the stay. And I got to tell you, Pastor, it's a little humbling. And this should cause us to become even more committed and more aware of our spiritual surroundings or obligations, in that we are the church. We, and Jesus Christ is our head. That should cause us to be more sensitive to how we perform as Christians. I'm not even speaking about how much we do, but how we perform as Christians. I got to tell you, my message tonight was a continuation of this morning, in that we were going to talk about, verse by verse, the breakdown of what God expects of the church membership. All Bible, no Alton Midget. All Bible. But we're not going there tonight. I want us to understand and realize something, Westside, that he is our head. And we, according to the Word of God, are the hands, the feet, the arms, the fingers. We're everything else. And we need to be willing to obey the mind, the architect of the church. We are not just flung out here tonight. There, we are together, just like this universe was brought together by intelligent design. We, the church, are together by intelligent design. And that intelligent man is Christ Jesus, our Lord. And he's allowed us to be part of the stay, a part of the strand, a part of the rope that holds the mast straight up and down, that absorbs the pressure and the wear and the tear that comes upon the mast when the sails are full of wind. He has allowed every one of us here to be a part of that fiber, of that rope, or that stay to secure the direction of the ship. You say, what do I mean? Well, the rope holds the mast holds the yard holds the sail, and the wind catches the sail. What happens? The ship begins to move. We are not a dead entity. We are not to be floating around aimlessly, but we're to have direction in Jesus Christ. That's the church as a whole. But Christians, I'm going to ask you this, and we're going to go right into the invitation. Do you have any direction this morning, this evening? Do you have any direction? I'm not talking about the greater church. I'm talking now to the little fibers that make up the stay. Do you have direction? And the invitation is this. Would you like direction? Say, Lord, I want direction in my life. This is what I'm doing. And if this is what you want with me, Lord, I'm okay with that. But, Lord, I just want to fine-tune if there's any to be done tonight. Lord, I want you to fine-tune me. Help me to fine-tune the direction. Help me to be more effective and more efficient. Help we combine together. Help us all, Lord, to be the stay that we should be in this community. Westside Baptist Church, the invitation is simple and it's open. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We just want to be a stay for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior is the head of this church. He designed the governments and the magistrates. The Bible tells us that he carries the government on his shoulder. But he's designed you, Westside Baptist Church. He's designed the church. And he's allowed us to be just a small part of the work, whether it be locally or globally through missions. He's allowed us to be a small part. And the invitation is this. Lord, I might just be a fiber of the stay. I might just be a small part of this rope, but Lord, will you use me? Will you bless me? Will you show me what you want me to do as a part of the church? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's stand, please. The invitation is simple, Christians. Lord, I'm just a fiber. What would you like me to do in your church?
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Wow.